Hour podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome back to our regular startup news from the startup and tech entrepreneur scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. This now is the deep dive of our startup news. It's the second part of our monthly news coverage. Our startup news is recorded with Joe joining from Frankfurt.
Hey guys.
And me still in my hotel room in Hanover. And still because we basically finished recording the first episode 3 minutes ago, which you don't know because for you it's a couple of days later. Except if in the app you're listening to it after one after another, and then also for you it's a couple of minutes later. Time is nothing but a construct. Today's news cut is October 27th. As always, all news not included will be in our next news wrap-up to be published November 27th, coming to you for Thanksgiving Day. Welcome back to part two of the October 2025 startup coverage. Part one, we looked at some billion euro stories, Enpelt 700 million climate tech financing, Tubulus record-breaking 308 million Series C, and N8N's 180 million euro automation round. We saw DeepL edging towards an IPO in the US, Quantum Systems targeting a 3 billion valuation. And in general, we saw defense tech gaining momentum across the DACH region. Now, part two is looking at topics like where industrial AI meets energy optimization, where sovereign infrastructure takes shape underneath or below the radar, beneath the radar. And we see Etelix Series A extension with Microsoft's M12, Nexus AI's 30 million euro raise to build Europe's Switzerland for LLMs, and a series of strategic mid-stage financing in robotics, compliance, and automation. So because in October 2025, the story isn't who raised the biggest check, but who's building the most defensible foundation for the next innovation cycle on the continent. Before we dive into all of this, a quick word about our sponsor.
Yes, a quick break for something every founder should hear. One leak on the dark web can mean account takeovers, impersonation, or board level crisis. That's why we're partnering with NordStella, a business grade threat exposure platform that's from the team behind NordVPN. It gives you early signs before attackers escalate. With data breach and dark web monitoring, attack surface discovery, and cyber squatting detection, you'll spot exposure credentials, shadow IT, and fake domains fast. StartupRate.io listeners get a 20% discount for Black Friday. Go to nordstella.com/startupradio and use code BlackFriday20, all in small letters, one word, before December 10th. Don't wait until your data shows up for sale. Visit nordstella.com/startupradio, code BlackFriday20. Now back to the show, where I'll tell you a little bit about housekeeping and time to brag. I actually found it pretty good to write subsect notes because they are somewhere between a Twitter X post and a long LinkedIn post, but actually only to the people who really subscribe to you. And I've been writing a lot of those Substack notes, for example, about the handoff of Aleph Alpha CEO, via how Heilbronn is building it into an AI powerhouse backed by the billionaire behind the retail giant Lidl Kaufland, and about the stuck fiber connecting buildings in Germany with one of the major companies here cutting back and letting people go. This time I take over from Chris, the ecosystem. Let's talk about the world. Crunchbase data shows AI, no surprise here, and data infrastructure are dominating global Q3 2025 VC deals, with Europe's share climbing amid US slowdown. For DACH founders, the cycle favors deep tech value chains over consumer apps. Let's jump a little bit into Europe. Business Insider, Gründerszene notes, Europe's mobility startup recently outraised their US peer, signaling strong investor conviction in EV, micro mobility, and logistics, given DAX OEM Tier 1 base, this capital can accelerate pilots and joint venture commercialization in the region. Also, EU founders urge Brussels to cut startup bureaucracy. Totally in favor of that, arguing red tape hinders scale versus US and Asia and slows capital formation. Timely as Europe crafts its startup scale-up agenda, DAX policy shifts here would directly affect talent visas, stock option rules, and late-stage financing. You can learn more on Handelsblatt and our friends at TechEU list Q3 2025's largest European seed routes, spotlighting again deep tech and AI. No surprise there, I think. Going to Germany here, our old friend, the IFO Business Climate Index, rose to 88.4 points in October 2025, up from 87.7 in September, signaling a modest but consistent recovery in sentiment across German industries. Also, Germany's Made for Germany initiative announced 735 billion in planned investments spanning infrastructure, energy, and tech. Chris is already shaking his head. I think it's a lot of reclassification of already planned investments.
That, and I mean, those numbers, nothing means anything anymore. I'm sorry. I sound like a very old person, but okay, sure. 735 billion euros. Yeah.
Chris, I do believe we're both old. An Echo Arthur D. Little study warns Germany's internet economy is booming, but data center capacity could become the bottleneck. The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, one of the largest papers in Germany, FAZ, says Germany's startup scene sees opportunity in US turmoil, but still faces competitiveness and financing hurdles, implying a window to capture talent customers if domestic reforms land. Katharina Reiche, CDU, outlines a scale-up agenda, Deutschlandfonds, Startup Factories, and Deeper Capital Markets Union. Also, Germany's Startup Monitor, we'll dive deeper into that, of course, shows every second startup touches AI, underscoring the dominance in product roadmaps and investor thesis. Business Insider outlined 8 urgent actions the German government must take to boost startups, from tax simplification to stock option reform and procurement access. Handing over to Austria and Chris.
Yes, Reploid joined the Graz-based pet food company Herosan, signaling continued angel and strategic interest in Austrian alternative protein ventures. And there are large fundraisings to report from Asia, from Austria later in the news, and also some monster funding for Swiss startups as well. Stay tuned. And I was given, I was dealt a bad hand with this part because we're already back to you.
Oh, Chris, don't worry. Go ahead. Do okay. Some news. I'll take over the deep tech.
Yes. So VC news and new funds. In case you are looking for money, it's always a section, a well-liked section of the podcast. So,
Chris, come on, admit it. You only want to have it because it's sexy.
I want money, money, make it rain. FTD reports a slowdown in private equity deals through the first half of 2025 amid high rates and valuations. That means longer exit timelines and tougher secondary markets for founders in the DACH region. EQT Ventures, it's the startup arm of Sweden's private equity giant, saw key personnel departures, raising questions about their long-term DACH investment continuity. And now portfolio founders there are watching whether the reshuffle is signaling a strategic slowdown in late-stage funding. Handelsblatt reports LP withdrawals and fundraising stress across European VC funds as interest rate regimes shift. Austrian VC Calm Storm Ventures closed a 30 million euro health tech fund to back early-stage well-being and digital medicine startups. Lifeline Ventures launched a 400 million euro fund 6 in the VI, and the Latin VI for 6, one of Northern Europe's largest early stage vehicles targeting AI, climate, and frontier tech. That is good news for DACH founders seeking cross-Nordic syndicates. 468 Capital's future looks uncertain after leadership turbulence, says Manager Magazine. In general, stirring debate about continuity at one of Germany's flagship investors. Sequoia is hiring aggressively in Europe, signaling long-term commitment to the region's AI and infra plays. IBB Ventures announced the B-Sharp Fund. So B, not BE, just B and then Sharp. With 10 million euros, adding fresh early stage capital to Berlin's ecosystem, probably or most likely with a focus on software, AI, and climate tech. Specs Capital launched a 100 million euro health tech fund, backing clinical grade digital health across Europe. Maya Ventures unveiled 55 million euros for an agri-food tech fund, spotlighting EU priorities from soil to shelf. And that's it with the sexy part of the show. But that's a lie because I'm giving it back to you.
We have to admit it's after 10. I really had to laugh, Chris, over here when you said you're still wide awake and you had the agro food tech fund here.
The agro. Yeah, I'm very agro. Anyway.
Deep tech news. Aleb Alpha founder Jonas Antrulis stepped down as CEO, marking a leadership shift at Germany's flagship AI company. That actually is no surprise to everybody who has followed our continuous coverage of Aleb Alpha. FAZ again warns of a growing dispute around Nexperia as EU and German officials weigh export controls on system-relevant chips. By the way, that's a chip company in the Netherlands taken over control by the Dutch government, and they are responsible for a lot of chips for the automotive industry. So that means that can lead to production stops at OEM and automotive companies. But the thing is, the company is owned by, I do believe, a Chinese investor, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah. Talking about defense tech news here. The news piece only makes it into the defense tech news and not in the headlines because not a lot of funds will go to startups. Defense Minister Pistorius announces 3.5 billion space security budget, launching Germany's Space Architecture Initiative to boost satellite resilience and dual use R&D. Helsing AI unveiled its CA-1 combat drone. Veteran VC Uwe Horstmann has become CEO of Stark Defense Tech Startup while he continues to serve as an active investor. Let's go a little bit to Chris and the biotech news.
Biotech, Fortra, the Else Kröner Fresenius Foundation, launched funding of up to 4 million euro to support GMP manufacturing for new gene and cell therapies, also a topic we're talking about quite often here, bridging translational teams toward first-in-human readiness. Heartbeat.bio and Boehringer Ingelheim formed a cardiomyopathy-focused gene therapy alliance leveraging organoid discovery. It's another Austria-Germany axis validating the cardiotherapeutics pipeline in the region.
Yeah, I may say that cardiomyopathy is basically when a part of the heart is not really properly functioned. Very serious condition there.
And then BioNTech, still famous from the COVID vaccine, and with deep pockets of money that make sure that they might acquire CureVac, which was also a player in the COVID vaccination field. That is the German competition authority, Bundeskartellamt, allowed them to acquire it. And so the green light here has been reported consolidating Germany's mRNA IP and talent pipeline. Now, looking forward, it's less COVID, obviously, and it's more oncology that they are looking into. We already talked about the potential deal in last month's news, and now it's moving closer to a final close. And if this part now has been all the fireworks, right now we will still move on with the aftershock that moves markets. Right after the break, we will unpack the quiet power plays of October, Microsoft M12 backing Atalytics, Nexus, AI, Robotics and Defense. We see an IE4 uptick and €735 billion for the Made for Germany plan. All of this after the break. Stay tuned.
Taking over from Chris here now with the fintech news. Sifted reports Scalable Capital, originally a ETF savings plan, ETF platform from Munich, has obtained a banking license allowing direct deposit and lending service beyond investment accounts. SumUp's German founders are preparing a potential IPO, underscoring the maturity in Europeans payments and expanding the public tech peer group. A Manager magazine comparison shows Revolut now surpassing N26 in Germany by user count and transaction volumes. The result intensifies competition in neobanking and pressures N26 long delayed profitability push. GreenTech 1.5 filed a petition complaint with the EU accusing the German government of disadvantaging distributed energy players through subsidy design. Chris, you want to do some general news?
Yes, let's gallop through some of the general news. Unternehmertum, which kind of is like the German word for entrepreneurship, but is also wordplay because the Unternehmer is also like the founder, and TUM, T-U-M, is also the Technical University of Munich, Technische Universität München, like the engineering university there. Anyway, Unternehmertum's Women's Startup Initiative launched a dedicated program to increase female founder representation across Munich's innovation ecosystem. They're offering mentorship, funding access, and visibility. Six German Billionaires to Know is an article that is on, can be found at Business Insider. It's a little primer that reinforces the concentration of private capital shaping later stage deals and industrial pivots. Bitkom reports 2/3 of Germans want public sector applications handled by AI, indicating broad openness among German citizens for automation in administration. So, I mean, going back to what you said, like, I mean, everyone likes the claim that bureaucracy will be, like, red tape might be cut, bureaucracy might be reduced.
And actually, the big advantage would be you could do your filings also Saturday evening from the couch when you just have time. The AI processes it and says, okay, you're good.
Sure. In a perfect world. Germany's antitrust office opened proceedings against Temu, scrutinizing their potential abuses in online retail marketplace and D2C startups in DACH should watch remedies that might reshape acquisition and pricing dynamics on the trading platform. Reports indicate Meta and Apple are nearing an EU antitrust settlement related to DMA issues, potentially clarifying the App Store and data use rules. Half of Germans now read e-books, says Bitkom, signaling durable digital content demand. And a new study in Forschung und Lehre, research and teaching, found that 87% of German startup founders hold university degrees, underlining the academic bias in the DACH region's entrepreneurial pipeline. So, yeah, that's it with the general news. Now some creative destruction before we end on a high note.
Let's do this fast. Heidelberg Pharma announces layoffs and pipeline cuts to conserve cash and refocused, highlighting public biotech cyclicity and the shift towards partner-first development in DACH. Munich-based startup Fanride, that recently closed a multi-million round, is laying off 60% of its staff, highlighting the funding versus sustainability tension as investors demand unit economic discipline. Sad news about our former guest, Pforzheim-based Casablanca AI, once featured in Höhle der Löwen, has filed for insolvency amid tightening SaaS margins. And Chris, you want to end on a high note? I think there's a lot. Maybe you just skim the highlights.
Exactly. I mean, as always, we always say it, keep in mind, this is a small selection. This is just a couple of news where companies were able to attract some money. And let me rattle off some of those. Energy Vault raised $300 million to build and operate gravity and battery-based energy storage assets worldwide. Switzerland's Eco Robotics now totals €128 million to scale AI-guided precision spraying that cuts chemicals and cost. It's an agri-tech export, not an agro-tech export, as we have learned. Zurich's Anybotics lifted their total funding beyond €127 million to scale its X-certified animal inspection robotics for oil, gas, utilities, and heavy industry. Deal Monitor says that High Impulse, that is HY Impulse, €45 million, Bees and Bears, €5 million, plus Lilium asset sales, highlights aerospace restructuring, evidence of a capital flowing to space and early climate plays in the DACH region. Inspired in Vienna, not inspired, but inspired with an E in the beginning, extended its Series B to €40 million, fueling AI-powered power market trading. RBO from Germany raised $36 million in a Series A funding round to build an AI-native holiday rental platform. Dash Zero, a German AI-native observability startup, secured $35 million in Series A funding to make monitoring for ML and data workloads simpler and self-healing. RBO from Germany raised €31 million. Deskbird from St. Gallen closed a €23 million Series B funding round, pitching hybrid work orchestration tools that optimize office use and employee experience. BioVec closed a €16 million Series A led by Axileo Capital Green Tech Industry Fund to scale bacterial cellulose-based biodegradable alternatives to microplastics, including even a German production site. So that's an interesting founding story. Bastion closed a strategic fundraise reported as $14.6 million to expand enterprise-grade stablecoin infrastructure. Kertos raised €14 million in a Series A to build Europe's compliance desk, automating all those pesky standards that you've heard about, GDPR, ESO, NIS2, EU AI Act, for SMEs and scale-ups. Partspace secured around €13 million to build a European marketplace for factory spare parts. Kiutra from Munich, K-I-U-T-R-A, secured €13 million to expand cryogen-free cooling systems, enabling quantum and deep tech research and development. Stratif AI raised €12.5 million, led by Picos Capital, to scale its Polaris AI biomarker platform. Klocken from Münster secured €10 million in a Series A funding to expand its digital time tracking. So it's not your clocking in, but your clocking without the G in the end. And Scantinel Photonics from Ulm announced a new strategic investor to save it from insolvency in order to accelerate their long-range LiDAR for autonomous driving. Especially important since Ulm is in Baden-Württemberg in southwestern Germany, which is also kind of the birthplace of the automobile. That's it with the exit rounds. And now just a tiny bit M&A before we wrap it up.
Yes, Sifted reports a fintech and M&A comeback with strategics buying AI native and vertical finance platforms. Funke Digital acquired Kitchen Stories from BSH, expanding its content and commerce play in food media. Neura Robotics near Stuttgart announced the takeover of EK Robotics, creating a European automation powerhouse across AI cobots and intralogistics. Deutz AG, known as a very traditional producer of tractors, is expanding into defense manufacturing through a new partnership, signaling diversification of Germany's traditional industry base into dual-use technology. Chris, there is still a lot to stay ahead of the curve, but I think we're done for the month, don't you think?
Yeah, I feel behind the curve.
24 pages of startup news pressured into your brain via our voices in less than 1 hour in two episodes. Guys, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much. Leave us feedback, how you like it, what we can do better. And yes, we'll try our best to read our scripts better, but actually cut us some slack, please, please. It's now almost 23 hours here and we're both tired.
Sometimes you need to cut a corner to stay ahead of the curve.
Totally. Guys, be back on Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.